I mean, obviously, Dunfanaghy youth has been out without a home for 2 years. This has been ongoing. How appropriate for the needs was this piece of land?
Yeah, well, it fulfilled the requirements for the SFA and the FAI regulations for being able to have a pitch and have appropriate changing facilities for home and away and for male and female, because you've got boys and girls playing in the same team at underage football. So you need to make sure that, you know, that you provide this a safe environment for everybody that wants to play. So there was enough ground to be able to do that. And I read a wee bit to say that it was a stadium. God, if it was a stadium, then we'll have Finn Harps down, never mind Dunfanaghy.
And the rest. You know, but I mean, are you disappointed at Martin O'Neill's objection?
Me personally, I would have went to Parkhead a lot, and I would have held. I still do. Martin O'Neill, for me, was a great manager, very successful, and I mean, I was delighted when he started managing the teams that I was following, including the Ireland job. And like, as I say, he's made his decision and some of the things that he's based it on, and I mean, he's entitled to. The same way that you're entitled, if you had decided, I mean, that's the platform is there. If anybody wants to object, they can object.
They can, but you have to come to that decision too, Danny, and that's where maybe the disappointment comes in. I would have to say, right, I have a love of football. This is a great opportunity for young people in this area to train and to exercise. And then I have to say, well, but I mean, he seems primarily affected by. He seems primarily upset that this could have an impact on wildlife. But look, I mean, look at all the GEA pitches in the heart of almost conservation areas. I mean, we know that's not really a thing.
The Wild Atlantic Way has been publicised over this last couple of years, and rightly so, around Donegal. I mean, if you look at the Wild Atlantic Way, two of the most scenic destinations, among others, are Fannet Lighthouse and the Slieveleague Cliffs. Now, when you drive towards those two destinations, you pass an awful lot of football grounds, community grounds and centres as well. And they don't have an impact on the visitors going, or an impact on the environment, surrounding environment.
Yeah. I have a sense, though, given the nature of his objection, that he might not be successful in it, in that, as you say, he's talking of a stadium when we know it's not a stadium, and we know what training pitches look like, and we know what quality of floodlights go in. Yes, there'll be some light, of course, but, you know, you can't afford to put in tens of thousands euro worth of lights into a training pitch. And in terms of traffic, it is a training pitch. I don't know if it would ever host matches, but, you know, his objections are against a development not of the scale that's proposed.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, even to be quite honest, the site itself, I think there's a wee bit of maybe they're not actually realised the site itself is actually off the road. It's not on the road frontage. It's further back, and there's a bit of trees in front as well. You know, and I mean, there's been a few things listed about the traffic. I mean, thank God there hasn't been any incidents. I mean, the Wild Atlantic Way, as I say, there's a lot of visitors go around. There's bed and breakfast, holiday homes already up that road, and there'll be traffic on it, you know. And I mean, like the facility that we're looking at, there's also a full-size football pitch as well as a training pitch. I just to say that, Greg.
Yeah, that's been proposed, of course, and changing facilities and all that. Yeah, you're right to point that out,
and as I say, there hasn't been, and please God, there won't be any other incidents as regards traffic. I mean, like as regards soccer in Donegal and this area here, we're very fortunate as well that we've got a senior Gaelic football team as well. And I mean, like it's the same people that play. It's the same. We've got a badminton club as well who are known to play all over Ulster. We've got a very good boxing club. And I mean, it's the same people that's involved in all these organisations. You get that in every town, in every community, you know. And as regards the environment, I know that people had mentioned about lighting. There are no lights on that planet proposal. There was no lights on the previous pitch that we were on either. So, I mean, as the plan is in just now, and the plan is in. Is up on the website on the planning website for anybody who want to look, as well as the location of what it is. And as I say, the light, they're on about light pollution, I suppose, but our idea about lights would be trying to get children away from the blue light of a tablet, of a phone, of a PlayStation, and give them, especially now after this COVID pandemic, people have been cooped up. We need to get people back out into the fresh air.
It's just peculiar because sport, it's not something you hear objections to too often, because sport is such an integral part of us and our culture and our community, be it GEA, be it soccer, and it could be golf or rugby, or there's no end to sports, you know, and it's just not something we're used to. And I think really the fact that Mr. O'Neill does not live there, that this house is derelict, and the fact that what he's objecting to really doesn't seem to be planned or proposed. As you say, you'd take a stadium and there's no plans for lights. The council will have to consider it, but you'd still be optimistic planning permission would be granted.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have put an application in unless we thought that we would be successful, to be quite honest, Greg, because, I mean, there's a lot of time, effort, and money, and people have been very good. The amount of work that's went on behind the scenes to get it this far, Greg, is phenomenal.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, as you say, we were homeless for 2 years, and we managed to play our games away from home. Like, we had a successful Cup and League run at under-18 level, and the sad thing about it was when we won that league, we weren't in a position to actually go back and try and retain that league title. We couldn't, we'd no facilities. But well, I'd like to thank PCC for Cara for giving us the use of their pitch. But I mean, we'd spoke to the principal and she was very accommodating. Likewise, in the past, when PCC had played their matches in the Ulster Schools competition, they would sometimes use the pitch that we had previously because it was sand-based and it was easy to play the games that you weren't getting called off because of the state of the pitch, that it was unplayable. It's a similar sort of ground that's over in the proposed site just now as well. People were talking about synthetic surfaces. There's no synthetic surfaces going on in that planning application.
Okay, right. It's a good story, but it's a much to do about nothing because he's objecting to a development that's not proposed, so to speak, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I can understand because, of course, of his background, the fact that especially he doesn't live in the area and the house is derelict, the fact that he's objected as he has, it's just one of those stories that gathers interest. I think for you, Danny, it probably is much ado about nothing. Maybe that's the impression I'm getting from you. I could be wrong, but it is a story, but you'd be optimistic planning will be approved nonetheless.
Yeah, well, of course we would. And I mean, yes, Mr. O'Neill's objection has drawn attention to it. We would have just rather went through due process and let the Donegal County Council Planning Department make their decision based on the information that was handed in. Both, you know, and
because the application is going to get far more scrutiny now than arguably it could have otherwise.
It's not necessarily the scrutiny itself. I mean, it should be scrutinised. It should be checked to make sure that it does adhere to whatever guidelines are in place for developments of that nature. You know, and I mean we're not trying to get it in under the radar. But I mean, like as I say, we were just going about our business, and then Mr. O'Neill with his supposed publicity and with him being an ex-international manager and working for the FAI. It's just unfortunate that he's opposing something that's for grassroots, for soccer, like, you know, it really is.
Exactly right. I think that sums it up. Danny, thanks.
No problem at all.
Take care of yourself. And by the way, if there's anything planned in a positive way about promoting this or whatever, as you know, contact either us or Oisin, and we'll be more than happy to shine a positive light on these fantastic plans and this great development for the area and for the people of it. It's not just about highlighting what is perceived as negative. So the lines are open for those positive convos down the line, Danny.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, and I have to say that the backing that we've had all around the county from the Donegal Schoolboys, Letterkenny District League, even Highland Radio before has been, you know, has been great. Anything that we've asked to highlight or whatever as regards the club, everybody's been great, and it's just nice to know. Actually, the support has been a wee bit overwhelming, if I'm really honest about it. You know, all we want to do is let the Wanes play a wee bit of football.
Is that the only objection, by the way?
No, there's other objections as well.
We're not going
there's
through
a few
it.
Other objections.
Might have a look through that myself. Okay, listen, thanks, Danny.
No problem at all. Thank
Good
you,
man.
Greg.